This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Friday to you. Kami came in. I'm like, dude, you missed it. We've had Bible challenges and Whopper challenges. We're about to have a cherry pie eating contest. So
it's like a state fair.
Big day.
It's the DGS, yeah. Man.
I'm already in love with what's about to happen here.
Good. I love it.
Taliban and the napkin. Look, bib, I should say. It looks incredible.
Made from a bag.
Yeah, it's a drawstring bag, but modern problems require modern solutions.
Before we jump in, want to say rest in peace to my friend Bob Fell. I met Bob, God, I don't know, 10 years ago. He passed away just a couple of days ago. Bulger and I used to pay for 3,000 recruits from Fort Leonard Wood would come up to a Cardinal game. And my buddy Jeff Fitter would cook, like, oh God, 200 pork butts, and we would feed them. And Bob would bring his RV out. He was in the construction business. He was a veteran, and he was just dedicated to veteran things, and he did so many things with us. Such a great guy, and passed away, and heard about it from Fitter, and just wanted to say, rest in peace. So,
aww.
Yeah. Good man. All right, let's eat some pie. So... We were at Culinary today and just bought some Schnucks cherry pies, like a Hostess cherry pie. And I'm like, you know, rather than just eating these, let's do something from it, out of it. So there's four of them, and Taliban is going to eat two, and he's going to race Wiggins and Brian. Right, introduce yourself to people who don't know you.
I'm Brian McKenna. I'm on now, actually, on Saturdays from 7 to midnight. So.
What? Please don't promote your appearance on another
yeah.
station.
I thought this was a bio spot.
Jeez, Pete.
Brian's actually been on with us. He has filled in the back for us when Andrew went to New Orleans.
I'm the weirdo who trick-or-treated way too late.
That's right.
But he's never eaten pie. And
he's also the executive producer of...
The Weekend Report. Yeah. That's right, with Tony Colombo and Chris Arce.
Yeah,
get Katie Fitzpatrick in here. We're going to have the whole...
Yep. Every producer that's ever...
Comedy, pull that mic up.
Oh.
Get ready to get furious.
Oh,
you
really?
Ready? Are you ready? Can you guess?
Yeah, I'm wondering, but let's just do it. Unless, do I need the backstory? I'm dying to know the backstory.
I made him save
here.
It. I made him save it.
Okay.
Take the mic.
Wait, no, I just, no one's ever said like, hey, you got to eat this cherry pie until now.
You've never had cherry pie.
I made it 30 whole years
no
without somebody doing it. So yeah, I don't like cherries. So it's not like anybody was ever like, hey, but what if we, you know, what if we made your teeth hurt too? Like, no one's ever done that, so it's like...
What?
That statement
didn't
make any
sense. What, you get
it
all sugary? The pie
your
crust.
Teeth hurt? Why would your teeth hurt? It's just a bunch of random facts. If you have a cavity
and you eat a pie, your teeth
have
are going to hurt.
Have you ever eaten a glazed donut?
They weren't even facts, they were just words.
Yeah, that's true.
You drink Baja Blast every day of your life.
Yeah.
It does, that's
so you don't eat desserts?
Not typically, no. I'm not a big desserts guy.
Here's a little fun fact.
Yeah, we know he didn't have an ice cream.
I have also never eaten a cherry pie.
I can't.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
I'm leaving. We made
Brian said you never had a cherry pie either.
Wait, I've had a slice of cherry pie, but not one of these like Hostess all-encompassed kind of pies.
So he's the expert.
What's your obscure cherry pie thing?
I just I don't like cherries that much. And
yes.
Look, here's the thing. I've eaten 1,000 of these pies, but not cherry. I like pudding. I like any other flavor.
This is like a bunch of virgins in a brothel.
Yeah.
My God.
At
okay.
a burlesque show.
Brian, I need you to go over by your partner, Wiggins.
That's not what a burlesque show.
Hello, partner.
Rage, you're in charge of watching this one.
Okay, I'll just babysit them.
Sue, you're in charge of watching these guys.
This might take
Sue,
more
you know what?
Than a break.
Can I just point out,
Sue is so
Sue
over
Thomas
it.
Is done.
She's done.
She is done. She's over Taliban.
I always wonder Sue's breaking point. Like, I know we hit the low breaking point, but
let me
there's
say
a
this.
Final one.
For all of you out there in DGS land who are so furious because yet another thing the Taliban has never done, Sue is your patron saint.
Yes.
She is not
Ryan,
having
she's not
fun.
Buying it.
Ryan's not done it either.
It's not.
Yeah, but this is like the first one on Ryan's list. Yeah.
I'm not doing it with him anymore. I'm just...
Hey, who's shooting this? Are you shooting?
I will, yeah.
All right, thank you, Tim.
All right. Okay. All right,
here's what's going to happen. Brian's going to go first, I think.
Okay.
And I'm going to let anchor? Him. I'm going to anchor.
Okay. So, Sue, you're the judge. We need all that pie gone.
And what there that's who can finish first?
Yes.
Straight
just,
up.
Just in your mouth is done?
No, no, no.
Or Ryan, swallowed.
Swallowed
Let's
down.
Think about what we're
just,
saying.
Just so everybody knows.
Who can finish
they're
first?
They're not that large.
No,
these guys are all freaking out. These things are very reasonably sized.
You don't have to explain that. Every other human being has had a Hostess cherry pie. Everybody listening knows what a Hostess cherry pie looks like.
I have a question, Dave.
Yes.
This is tag team over here, right? So one must, Wiggins must completely finish and then nudge Brian.
Brian's like, going first.
Brian's Brian's going first and then he's going
to
hit him. Okay.
I need them to high five.
High five, done.
So Brian, cute. When all the cherry is gone, you must show your mouth to Sue like any good boy what does.
Oh, yeah.
And if she breaks into burlesque,
just means
move.
You did a really good job.
Or starts playing volleyball.
Somebody get this woman a feather boa now.
Okay, are we ready?
No.
Tony, what's your prediction on how long it takes the winning team?
We're gonna go longer to break.
20 seconds.
No.
Oh wow.
I would say like 10 minutes.
Seconds.
I'm not even hungry.
I'm not either.
Does he have to high five me after his first pie?
No, no, no. He just needs to put the pie down.
It's not gonna take a minute.
Does anybody else think Taliban's not gonna try? Really? Like he's gonna.
Don't insult me, Timothy.
He really wanted to do this. He was wandering the halls earlier, and I was like,
okay,
hey, man,
I predict it takes well over 60 seconds.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think it may take 2 minutes.
It's pie.
I guess 90.
It's rich.
It's going to gum up.
We have the
it's
most.
It's going to get hung up. It's going to get caught.
It's not thick or rich, and you wouldn't know anyway because you've never had one.
I've had up high.
You're right. We've had the most delicate contestants in a contest I've ever.
Ever.
So how long, if you really put your mind to it,
Tony, if you and I did this, we could eat it. It doesn't
then
matter.
20 seconds.
Do it.
We're
take
not
going to
do it.
Put your money where your mouth
talkers.
Is.
Talkers.
Tony has had a carb in 3 months.
All right, here we go.
Okay, here we go. Tony, you do on the remark, get set, go.
All right. On your mark, get set, go.
Come on, Brian.
Right. Come on, man.
Come on, Brian.
That was the tiniest bite I've ever seen
what
in my life.
Taliban's eating it like a finger sandwich.
It's bad.
Okay, it is gooier than I thought. Even Brian's having trouble.
Told
that is
you.
A taste.
It's going to take.
Come on, Brian.
Come on, Brian.
I kind of want a little bite.
It's
going to
take 4 minutes.
Do it for the weekend report.
Come on.
Can I take a bite of that one?
No, you can't take a bite.
I just wanted a taste.
Here, what is eat a little bit of mine.
No.
I'm almost gagging looking at this. I really hope we lose.
All right, Rachel, take one bite.
Okay.
What?
Just a tiny one.
This is what happens 30. When Dave is in control.
Unfair.
She just wants a taste.
Mm. Come on. Get it in there. There
ooh.
You go.
How long are we at, Tone?
That was 30
almost
seconds.
40
I'm
seconds.
I'm telling you, exactly. It's going to take 3 minutes.
Dang.
These pies are thicker.
I have
than
another
I
prediction. Taliban does not finish. He does not finish the second pie.
I don't know that.
You need a beverage?
Oh, man. You guys are doing pretty good. I'm worried.
Taliban's a little bit ahead of Brian.
Yeah. All right. One pie down on Team Taliban.
All right.
And
he's on to pie
he's
two.
He's wiping his beard with a napkin. This is a pro over here. This
hold
is
on,
a man
on,
who
come
is
swallowing.
Contest.
High five.
Put it down. Put it down.
Show Sue your mouth.
Swallow, Brian.
Show your
you
mouth.
Son of a bitch.
Do it. Do it.
Open your mouth. Swallow now. Swallow now.
And Andrew's going to smoke you,
he can't swallow the pie.
Andrew's almost done.
All right, go Wiggins.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Well,
Wiggins.
See, that's a bite, man. That's a bite.
Ooh, Wiggins, look at him.
Come on,
he
Wiggins.
Just took down
this
half
is
a pie.
This is why he's the anchor man.
Come on, Wiggins.
Come on, Wiggins.
Come on.
Come on.
We're not going to get another stinger like that.
Do this.
Come on.
No, he can do it.
There you go.
He can start it.
Oh, good job, Andrew. All right.
You have a life-threatening disease. You can eat
Andrew
this pie.
Andrew is gaining on you so hard, dude. Take a big bite.
It's going to be close. It's going to be close.
Oh,
Wiggins.
Nice.
Wiggins.
That's a
nice
bite.
Wiggins.
That's a great bite, Wiggins.
Wiggins is one bite away.
He is.
He's one bite away.
All right, come on.
I think he can do that in
it's
one
it's all
bite.
Going down. It's all going down.
God. They're at the same level of pie right now.
Oh!
Why am I
down?
So excited?
a bold
it's
move
in.
By Andrew.
Who the last can bite is in the mouth.
Somebody show Sue their mouth.
Sue, you call that one. I'll call this one.
All right, done.
Andrew, he's still going, he's still going.
You got it. Yes. Yes. He did.
By 2 seconds.
I'm scared.
Wow. Great job.
His very first pie.
I'm very proud of
you. You're good.
Nice job.
That was very impressive.
I'm sweating.
Ryan. Yeah.
That was exciting.
Ryan is the ultimate anchor.
Oh, yeah.
You carried
that.
That
was excellent.
Brian, you were eating quickly, but then you just couldn't swallow.
Yeah. When he said that he was gagging just looking at it, I was like, oh, I got this in the bag. And he took like half of it with that first bite. I started
He's not kidding around.
I was like, well, it's not a game anymore.
All right, what are we doing next? What are you guys eating next?
Still got a couple more of those.
Give me an egg. Come on.
Still got some Impossible Whoppers in the bag here.
I feel sick.
Rachel puts down four in the time it takes to do that.
You know what?
It might have been the one bite that Rachel took that helped
it. Oh, it was a baby bite.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
going to
defend that. Let me defend that. That was the tiniest baby bite. And also, they only had to eat one pie each. He was eating two pies all by himself.
Rachel, how was the Schnucks pie?
It's okay. It was pretty good. I like Hostess better, but it was really, really good.
This was not bad.
Spokesperson for Schnucks.
Yeah, no kidding. That was a slow pitch softball pitch.
I said it was great.
Hey, and the Rach, price was right.
How was that Schnucks pie? You know, it's fair to moderate. I've had better at the on the run stores.
The word at Schnucks today is Hostess. We are
on sale now.
When you think pie, you don't think Schnucks.
Okay, I did buy Sue a Culinaria chocolate bar, $2 for $3 right now. So
what see how fast you can eat that.
What percent cacao?
Yeah, put it down.
57.
Oh, just 57.
Mm. It's catching
it's
up.
Perfect.
To me.
It's perfect.
That's what Sue does at the end of her burlesque. She's like, cacao. Double barrel.
Is it catching up to you guys? It's catching up to me.
Yeah. No, I'm fine. I eat that
much
sugar.
Well, they only ate one pie.
Sleep.
Twitter says, where the hell is the Facebook Live? Where was the video at?
Was it on Tim's Instagram, right?
He was just pretending to record that.
It. Okay, you're going to post it. Okay.
It was on my Instagram thing, but I'll send it to you guys.
Thank you, Tim. Okay, what a great warm up for
I got cash in my pocket. Can you guys not eat something else?
Give me something.
I don't want to eat anything.
What do you want?
I've got cash and
make
more
me
food.
An offer.
Hey, there are more pies at E-Mart.
There's more Impossible Whoppers too.
I'll go down to Schnucks and get us some more pies. Okay,
yay! Yay, we love Schnucks.
I don't think they're letting.
I don't know. I heard on the DJs they're not that good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 530. Man, what a show. What a show.
Scotty on Twitter says that the DGS could make eating an Olympic sport.
Yeah, could do that. I was legitimately excited. Like,
I know.
When Brian couldn't swallow that last swallow. And
I was screaming at him.
I knew Wiggins was going to bring the noise.
I fired him. He's off the Wiggins report.
Okay, good. Good for you. He deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to write a letter to Now 96.3 just so they know what kind of personality they're dealing with over there.
Right.
So when he was standing here, he goes, he noticed that there's a black comb on the floor, which made me think. So, Rach, which is the most just, I can't take it. Klobuchar eating salad with a comb.
Mm-hmm.
Warren, I'm going to have me a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Or Hillary... hot sauce.
No, don't do that. Don't give her that one because that's her all time.
The most infuriating one is hot sauce. I'm going to have me a beer genuinely makes me laugh because it's so ridiculous and so transparent and stupid. I'm going to have me a beer. The Klobuchar thing is just disgusting.
How about Kristen Gillibrand?
It doesn't make me cringe. It just
Gillibrand
makes me
throw in the
up.
Gym. Remember that one?
No, oh,
she
didn't see that.
The dentist.
She was working out. And then, oh, the camera's on.
Oh, God.
Oh, hi.
Here's the thing.
Relatable.
I'm sure Trump has done way grosser things than eating salad with a comb. But if Klobuchar's whole platform was the Glover family, I couldn't vote for her.
Why?
If she was dedicated to free education for Phoebe Glover, I couldn't vote for her.
It grossed me out so much more that she cleaned the comb and kept it.
Sorry, I don't know the story. What happened?
She was on a flight. An intern or an aide or something brought her her salad. They didn't bring her a fork. She proceeds to flip out on the aide. Then she gets a comb out of her purse and eats the salad with her comb. Then she had someone go clean the comb for her and put it back in her purse.
She's notorious for abusing her staff.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so it wasn't like a being cute thing.
No,
like
no
the
it
other
was,
ones. Okay.
It was, she really now wanted I don't to have, eat that salad.
Now I don't have time. They were like, we'll go get you one. And she was like, forget it. There's no time. And she gets a fork out of her purse and starts eating the salad.
This is one of those cute comb. Eating salad with a fork things.
This happened a while ago and the story kind of
honestly think it would be less gross to eat it with your hands.
I agree.
Oh, God.
What about a brush? Come on, Amy.
Get
more
head.
Lettuce on there.
Can I go back to Brian for just a second?
No.
when he introduced himself, I want to go back and check the tape to see exactly what was said. But when he said, I do Saturdays on Now 90s, Tim Convy, who has history on that station and is very good friends with, I think, everybody on the staff over there, did something like, you are? Like a very, it was a hot, you are?
No.
Or a, it was that or a, like a what?
I was just, I was unaware of that.
Yeah.
I'm a Brian fan.
He's been
fan.
Doing for a while.
Really?
A while.
Yeah. I had no idea.
I like that Rachel was like, no, we can't promote other stations. And Tim Convy is on every single day.
No, I was just giving him crap. It's fine.
I didn't know he was, I'm a big fan of his work on the Weekend Report. That's all. I just didn't.
I just got an email from Zach from Schnucks about the pie thing. You guys got me in trouble.
Yeah, we got you in
That's
trouble.
That's a loser.
Yeah,
I said they were good.
In 19 years, I've never given someone a softball pitch like that.
I said they're great. I like Hostess better.
Oh,
that's why you can trust
again.
My endorsement that Dave, they're pretty good.
I was watching Dave's eyes as he set you up. He was like, here it comes.
He
wanted me to fail.
Here goes my protege.
Yeah, here she goes.
She's going to knock it out of the park.
And then you said, all right, I like Hostess better. He looks at me and goes, well.
I was just trying to neg them like Mark Close taught me. Be mean to the client.
You're going to listen to Mark Close over me.
Yeah. Sometimes you swing and he was like, well. Sometimes you swing and miss. It's all right.
I wish I knew where I could get a genetic test done, you guys. Dave, have you ever heard of these things? Where would I go to get something like that?
It was so cute.
Let me tell
You're
you
right,
about
though.
This.
You do have the honest factor going for you now.
They're good. I love Hostess pies, though. They're one of my favorite things. So
also
I'm not going to lie.
Also available at Schnucks.
Also, yeah, you can buy them at Schnucks.
What other things can you get at Schnucks?
Lots of stuff. The culinary and chocolate bars, as I referenced earlier.
Yes, quite
just
delicious.
$2 for $3. Get your flowers for mom for Mother's Day at
but
Schnucks.
You certainly couldn't buy roast chicken at Schnucks.
You absolutely could, Dave.
Oh, my.
How are the roast chickens?
And don't forget, Schnucks Rewards app. You can save so much money when you sign up. Just enter your phone number when you check out.
I'm going to pay for young Brian to have 23andMe genetic testing to see what that swallowing problem is.
Yeah.
He has no idea we're talking about.
Esophagus.
I mean...
Hey, Ryan. He's so sweet. I like him.
He is a nice person.
Mm-hmm. I disagree.
Tim Convy.
What? No, I just didn't know that. You'd think I would have known that, and I didn't know.
So I do Saturdays at Now 96.
What?
No, they wouldn't let you.
Not since a Saturday night at the Bunny Ranch if someone had swallowing problems like that.
Oh, man.
Ready to play some half-wits?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Yes. Remind me, who won last week?
I don't remember.
I bet the winner does.
It was probably me. It was me.
Was it Ryan?
Yeah.
Or was it?
Was it
I don't
you?
Think Ryan was here last week.
No.
Oh, God.
Was it you? Was it Rach?
We didn't play last week. We played we Pyramid.
Oh, we played Pyramid.
It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. You guys won.
David Tim
play it again.
David Tim won.
Oh, we dominated.
So much fun.
Let's play that again.
Because we had easy categories.
Look.
You did.
Hey, man.
Popcorn.
Oh.
Things at the movie theater.
All right.
Can I be honest with you? So we have a ton of fun in the show, but now and then, like, you know, you get hit, like your nerves, and you're like, I had to fight off my anger at Tony last time because he's so good at this. He's like, hey, look, I'm the first to say that sometimes I win the lottery and I get the easy categories. All I'm saying is you got them this time.
Yeah.
And I was so good, but I'm just thinking like, F you.
I know.
That's amazing.
I was legit mad.
Tony and I were talking trash, just like quietly amongst ourselves off air, and it set Dave off.
I made that point. Like, yeah, that's part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Picking the right category.
I am Trump level goatable.
Your mannerisms were so Tony just now.
Tim starts yelling at me.
We've been together a long time.
Just because we picked the right ones, I'm like, that's exactly what I just said. What are you yelling at me for?
No, that's the genius of Tony. He's like, hey, I'm not saying I haven't done it.
That is the genius of Tony.
It's true.
So infuriating.
I didn't know how to do a Tony Colombo impersonation until I saw you do it just now. So accurate.
Rachel and I picked the wrong category.
If you add in a cough and a sputter, it's Craig Lombardi.
Yeah.
You take your Tony Colombo. Hey, I'm just saying. And now you got Craig.
I'll tell you something.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Of everyone, who am I missing here?
A lot of players.
Tony, Sue, Wig, Rage, and
mm-hmm.
Okay,
you don't really need to write
published
that
in 1990. Which Michael Crichton novel was made into
Rachel.
An
Wiggins?
Books. Jurassic Park.
I love how you say that.
Yeah, I do too.
Jurassic. Do you also say salsa?
Couple Z's in there.
Uh-oh.
Look, I say things kitchen. Weird sometimes. Get over it.
Dude, you should have seen the Bible challenge.
Just these two?
I missed it. No.
And Taliban.
And Taliban.
Oh.
He was my favorite reader of the scriptures, I must say.
He was like, for the he Lord said.
He couldn't believe he got one. That's why he was doing it.
That was
crazy. It was awesome.
Was it your game that you talked about in school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I won.
Rachel won.
And she was so cocky. And barely. And Taliban was just as off-putting as you can imagine. He just screamed the wrong words from the scriptures.
George Mahoney almost turned around.
He just mispronounced every godly word. What was the one?
He was like, thus saith the Lord.
Oh, Jericho was Jacko.
Jericho.
Yes. Jacko.
The walls of Jacko are falling!
Psalms.
I don't know what this is.
What popular comic book character was created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster?
Convy.
Yes.
Superman.
Correct. What deadly disease is also known... Hold on. What deadly disease is also known as hydrophobia?
Columbo.
Yes.
Fear of water?
Wiggins.
Yes.
Dehydration.
No, it's a deadly disease.
Disease. You can die from that.
I think fear of water is a deadly disease. I've never seen a telethon for that. Let's bring out little Timmy. Timmy, would you like a drink?
Hydrophobia?
He only has 9 months to live.
What?
Hydrophobia?
Hydrophobia.
Is it a deadly disease we've heard of?
It is.
Huh.
Yeah. I could give you a hint, but it wouldn't be fair to these two idiots.
No, it's okay. I don't...
Dogs.
Rachel.
Oh, yes.
Rabies.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh. Hydrophobia?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I think, like, aren't you afraid of water when you have rabies?
Yeah, that's it.
Was that serious?
That was serious.
Because he said hydrophobia, and I was explaining it to him, to Wiggins.
No, but did you just say that? Aren't you afraid of water when you get rabies?
I think, yeah. Isn't that a thing?
Wow.
I think dogs are.
Dogs are afraid of water when they get rabies?
Really?
I can't wait to get crushed for this on social media.
No, water, you're right. I'm super impressed. I've just never heard that.
I think it's a thing.
Rabies is a viral disease that causes inflammation of the brain in humans and other mammals. Symptoms include fever and tingling at the site of exposure.
Just fear of water.
Oh, and fear of water.
Oh, there she's right. Yes.
There it is.
I saw
y'all
a story
acted
today
like I was stupid, but
where a young woman died of rabies from a little puppy that she had rescued
I
from
saw
a shelter.
That.
Oh,
I
that's
saw
terrible.
That.
Yeah.
And she died because she wouldn't drink.
She
would not drink
water.
Or take a bath.
She was terrified.
What company makes the PlayStation console?
Columbo.
Yes.
Sony.
Yes, sir. Mm. What's that, Wiggins?
I didn't get it.
Aww.
It was easy.
What old Massachusetts town is nicknamed which city?
Rachel.
Rach.
Salem.
Good. How many former U.S. presidents died during the 1990s?
Wiggins.
Yes.
Four.
No, ma'am.
I don't know.
Columbo.
I picked up on that.
Reagan and Nixon.
Two. No. Anyone else?
Soon.
Yes,
three. It's three.
No. Nope.
Convy, one.
Yes. Richard Nixon.
When did Reagan die?
Oh, he died in 89? Something
no?
like that.
No, he was still in office.
Yeah.
Or barely out of office.
He was out of office in 89.
Which day marks the start of Lent?
Rachel.
Yes.
Ash Wednesday.
Very good. Out to an early lead. What game does the Queen of Hearts order Alice to play in Alice in Wonderland?
Rachel. Croquet.
Wow.
Wow.
You go, Rachel.
Okay. Thanks. Don't get mad at me. How can you know all that and still think that rabies causes a fear of water?
That's a legitimate in the name. Question.
It's a legit question.
It's in the name.
It's in the Wikipedia article.
Mm-hmm. It really does?
No, Sue made that up.
Yes. Yeah, Sue made that up.
Sue made that up.
Dave,
maybe I just didn't get to it. Stand by.
Sue helped you out.
I'm looking at it. Hydrophobia, quote, fear of water, is the historic name for rabies.
Oh.
Wow.
Fear of water. I feel like I should get the points.
It refers to a set of symptoms in the later stages of an infection in which the person has difficulty swallowing, shows panic when presented with liquids to drink, and cannot quench their thirst.
This is Rachel
Zimmerman's
day. So
you guys really were all treating me like I was stupid, and
it was
right.
True.
So
hey, violent movements, uncontrolled excitement, that, fear of water.
And then I thought I was vindicated, and it turned out you were all being sarcastic simultaneously at me, so that feels
great. So it's a double win for you.
Yeah. I feel so loved by my friends right now.
No. Oh my gosh, did you see that poor picture of the puppy on the Wikipedia? Duh, it's terrible.
You were part of the thing with Rachel. Now, don't pretend like you're changing the subject.
I thought Sue had my back, and now it turns out she was making fun of me more
don't
than anyone.
Don't do the whole, like,
Sue made all of us do
I'm going to do my Sue thing now.
I actually said fear of water. I read what it said.
No,
Rachel,
you didn't.
Look, I've got a text right here from Sue. Hey, dude.
About the water thing.
Let's bone her over.
It is impressive, but we can all admit you dropped the ball on the Schnucks thing, right?
Condi.
Fear of water.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.
Right. Happy Friday, guys. A few minutes shy of 6 p.m. Man, what a show. I'm exhausted. Battle of the Halfwits, Zimmerman. It's Zimmerman's day.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it
Bible is. Challenge.
And everybody doubts me, but
he's okay, trying to get it.
The rabies
thing. We get it. We're sorry.
He's trying to get back on your good side,
you're
Rachel.
You're all sorry for making fun of me? Okay,
I wouldn't
thanks.
Fall for it. He's trying to get back on your good side.
Okay, here we go. Double boof is on. Not one boof. During the initial round. Mm-hmm. What Grammy-winning 1990s band was fronted by Darius...
Columbo.
Columbo.
Hootie and the Blowfish. What?
I thought I was there, but...
Oh. Don't they have a St. Louis connection, too? I know they're from South Carolina, but wasn't one of the guys...
I was in the band for a while.
I know what it was. They were good friends with Trip Cromer, who used to play for the Cardinals.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, they were, like, really good friends.
That's some obscure trivia.
That is weird. Yeah. Trip Cromer.
Yeah.
Brown University is located in which state?
Columbo.
Yes.
Rhode Island?
Wow.
Ooh, I was going to say Massachusetts.
Within striking distance of Zimmerman. Within two, what year did the Boston Tea Party take place?
Wiggins.
Wiggins.
1776.
No.
Rachel.
Yes.
1774.
Yes, 1773.
Mm. That was a good guess, though.
Because 100.
Like...
Yeah.
Everything's worth 100. What precious stones are found in the Namib Namib Desert in Africa?
Sue.
Yes.
Diamonds.
Correct. Mm. And just like that, you're tied with Rachel.
How come people just don't go get them?
I guess no one thought of that.
It's desert. They all got rabies.
That's a good point. That's a good place to be if you have rabies.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No worries.
What American fashion designer founded the Polo clothing
Convy.
Line? Convy.
Ralph Lauren.
What a shock. Who plays the broken-hearted widower in the 2003 movie Love Actually?
Rachel.
Don't yes. Care.
Hugh Grant?
No.
That's what I was going to say, Rachel. So you...
I've only seen it once.
I have
Me
a hint.
Too. Me
Never
too.
Seen it.
Sure, give it the hint, though.
Used to hunt black men.
Convy.
Yes.
Liam Neeson.
That's right.
Mm.
Evidently, he's been forgiven for that because he's got a new snowplow killer movie
he's
out.
He's fine. I knew he would be fine.
Didn't he only
he
think about it?
But man, the,
yeah, he only thought
that,
about
that
it.
That was that whole that episode was insane.
Yeah, it was kind of like, why are you saying
yep.
that? Like, okay, but why?
Alnitak, Alnitak, Alnilam, and Mintaka are the three stars that make up what constellation's belt?
Columbo.
Wiggins.
Columbo.
Orion.
Orion.
Oh, Ryan Wiggins.
Lots of Revolutionary War stuff. The Declaration of Independence was adopted in the East Room of what building?
Oh.
Wiggins.
Wiggins.
Paul Revere.
I'm giving you 100 for that.
Thank you.
Can you say it one more time, please?
Yes. Declaration of Independence was adopted in the East Room of what building?
No, I'm not
what is the answer to that, by the way?
Liberty Bell.
This one. Isn't that
wow,
crazy?
That's
crazy.
Nuts.
Yes.
Wow. In the gym. In the gym.
Independence Hall.
Huh.
Mm.
No. The offspring of a male lion and a female tiger is known as...
A liger.
Dang. Correct.
It. Ooh.
Here are the scores. 250 for Tony, 100 for Sue, 100 for Wiggins, 100 for Rage, 220 for Convy. Who is the star of the 1928 movie Steamboat
Rachel.
Willie?
Wiggins. Charlie Chaplin. Oh, duh.
Oh!
Oh!
Nope.
Dang it.
Mickey Mouse.
Good.
Can I have Kurt? All right, fine. It's okay.
Mm. Although technically he wasn't named Mickey Mouse at the time. He was named Steamboat Willie.
Oh, then I'll take those points away.
No, no, no. I got the double points now.
Or is that when he was Mortimer Mouse? Because he started as Mortimer.
Nah, the points are done.
Oh, little known fact. He was known as Charlie Chip back then.
That's a catchy name. They really should have gone with that.
Note to self, don't ever show confidence on this show because you just get ground into dust for 4 hours.
It's more like an hour.
Mm-hmm. It started in the three, Tony.
No, I wasn't here.
Benjamins is slang for
$100 bills. All about the Benjamins.
Extending the lead. Three more questions left. They're all with 200.
Okay.
What is the United Kingdom European Union membership referendum of 2000?
Rachel.
Brexit.
Oh, wow.
Tony's on fire. What's the world's largest predatory fish?
Wiggins.
Yes.
Great white shark.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, good job.
All right.
What was the name of King Arthur's sword?
Rachel. Combo.
Rachel.
Excalibur.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Just feeling sorry for her, I guess.
I was first.
You're going to take her on today?
I was first.
Good point.
What type of fruit juice is used to make the drink Fuzzy Navel?
Rachel.
Yes.
Orange juice?
Correct. That gives her 500, Tony 550, Sue 100, Wiggins 300, Combi still at 220, still at 200. 200 per question. Squid, octopus, and cuttlefish are what type of
Wiggins.
Class?
Mollusks.
No, sir. Wiggins out of the running.
Hold on.
Yikes.
Anyone?
I know that.
Columbo.
Yes.
Cephalopod.
Yes.
Whoa! Wow. Let me say something. Bow to the king on that one.
That's pretty good.
Oh, holy Toledo.
And he's fixing a bracelet.
That was impressive.
Yeah, he's doing
it's
side
like
work.
It's nothing.
It took me a minute.
What object did Ben Franklin attach to the
Combi.
Original? Combi.
A key.
Correct. What occurs when the sun and the moon are in
Columbo.
If I give it to her, are you just going to kill me?
Well,
it was you.
I know it
was
me.
Fine, give it to him. I'm not... Stop. Give it to him.
Dust over here.
I'm sorry.
An eclipse.
Convy.
Oh, you need a specific eclipse? When the... In the moon? Solar eclipse.
Yes.
Remember when I almost
Last
kept
one.
Tony from seeing the
Worth
eclipse?
Worth 500. Sweet Georgia Brown is the signature song of what basketball team?
Columbo. Harlem Globetrotters.
Wow.
Oh, man,
nice, Tony.
1,500 points.
You deserve it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.